Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football full circle on the first day of what officially is known as the 2022 NFL Draft Week. We look forward to Las Vegas in just 3 days from now, a Thursday night out in the desert when the first round gets underway and the Jacksonville Jaguars picking first for a second straight year. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. It is Draft Week, Joe Lisi. You are just a few days away from heading out to Las Vegas as well to cover the NFL Draft for Sports Grid, a very exciting time in the National Football League.
Oh, it is, and we have developing situation with the number one overall pick with Trayvon Walker. News and odds moving unbelievable over the weekend, Ben. It's amazing now. This is the calm before the storm, just about 4 days away, and I have to be honest, I think there's more surprises over the next few days.
I would not be surprised to see those surprises, Joe. And as we get going into the NFL draft, these next 3 days, if there is odds movement, it really starts to mean something. It means that much more, becomes that much more substantial in the buildup to the 2022 NFL draft. And as Joe was alluding to right there, we have a new favorite on this Monday to be the number one overall pick in the 2022 NFL draft. Just last week, it was Aiden Hutchinson, the edge rusher out of Michigan, as the minus money odds on favorite. This morning, Joe, we have flipped the market. It is now Trayvon Walker at minus money, minus 150, as your odds on favorite to be the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. Aiden Hutchinson, the second best price now at plus 150. Joe, is the first time in nearly a month and a half we have seen a plus money price on Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan, and now that new odds on favorite, Trayvon Walker, the edge rusher out of Georgia. What was your reaction when you saw this line move and the odds completely flip on its head on this Monday?
Not surprised. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson, right? Being in the top spot for basically 2 months, there was only one way he could go, right? Straight down like a dart. And that's exactly what happened now in terms of the smoke screens and the NFL insiders breaking some information on possibly where Jacksonville is looking. And that's not a knock on Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, just a dynamic player. But now you're starting to see teams really follow through in terms of maybe statements that have been made to really make insiders and bettors feel that Trayvon Walker is legitimately going to be the number one overall pick. And I think the bigger question now is, does Hutchinson definitely go to that number two spot with Detroit, or possibly does he fall to Houston? Because we saw that Detroit maybe was linked to Thibodeau. Do they go through with that, knowing that Hutchinson, the top spot now, has fell possibly to the number two or number three overall selection?
And we'll touch on that in just a couple of moments. But a guy who will be out in Vegas with Joe, a guy that lives out in the desert, is our sportsbook consigliere here on the grid, Dave Sherapan. You see him all across the grid on the TV network, here on the radio side, on Sports Grid Radio as well throughout the day. A former odds maker that knows what this market movement truly means. And I asked him that very question, Joe, on the morning after earlier today on the show that I host for Sports Grid. And I said quickly, Dave, we've seen a flip now. Trayvon Walker into minus money, moving past Aiden Hutchinson, who now has a plus money price. What does that movement mean to you? And he said, very simply, it means that Trayvon Walker is going to be the first overall pick. Because at this point, at this juncture, with only a couple of days out until the Jags will officially be on the clock to make that first selection for a second straight year, this has credibility. This has backing. Yes, it is still lying season and smokescreen season, and we never truly know until Roger Goodell reads out the name at the podium on stage in Las Vegas on Thursday night. But when we have seen all the movement on Trayvon Walker the last couple of weeks, Joe, when we first started hosting the show together 2 weeks ago, Trayvon Walker was at plus 350. Aiden Hutchinson was minus 250. We have seen the market start to move as all these reports about Trent Baalke, the GM in Jacksonville, being in love with Trayvon Walker. Again, not a shot at Aiden Hutchinson. I just think they have narrowed in on Trayvon Walker. And we saw that market move. It was plus 350 on Trayvon Walker, then down to plus 220. Then last week, Joe, literally on Friday, our last show together, he was at plus 165. Aiden Hutchinson was the one in minus money at minus 170. 48, 72 hours later, as we wake up when what is officially now NFL draft week, we have a new odds-on favorite in Trayvon Walker at minus 150. That's why I agree with you, Lisi. I'm not overall surprised. It's just very interesting to see at this point, because it shows me, as I agree with Dave Sherapan, I think Trayvon Walker's going number one to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I always say that if you think you have information, the books already have that information. You know, for every one time that you're right, the book is right 99% of the time. So they have the inside information, whether it be from agents or teams or just insiders, you know, close to those organizations and those players. So that's why I think this is solid line movement. And now we really have to monitor. You see Aiden Hutchinson for number two at minus 125. If you start to see that number start to slip, that could be a cause of concern, and maybe you take some other players at positive money, Ben.
In fact, it has not slipped, Joe. It's actually worked into minus money, because this morning that was even money, plus 100. And on the morning after, I said my favorite bet as of right now for the 2022 NFL draft is Aiden Hutchinson at even money to Detroit at number two overall. Because as Joe and I have discussed the last couple of weeks, we have both said, we have both thought that if Aiden Hutchinson doesn't go number one overall and he's still available at number two, there is not a shred of doubt in my mind the Detroit Lions will draft the edge rusher out of Michigan, a Heisman finalist from last year in Aiden Hutchinson, and that is why the market is already starting to move. Plenty more with the market movement in the days leading up to the NFL draft next on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
It is draft week in the NFL. Just 3 days away, Las Vegas is the site for the 2022 NFL draft. The first round on a Thursday night out in the desert with the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock, selecting number one overall for the second straight year. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. He will be live out in Vegas later on this week as a part of all of our Sports Grid coverage heading into the 2022 NFL draft. Joe will check in live on this show, Football Full Circle, from the desert on a daily basis later this week as well. So great insight and information coming your way as we get ready for all that will happen in the NFL draft. Not just the first round, all seven of the rounds, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The schedule out in Vegas. So, Joe, we were just discussing it. A new minus money favorite to be the number one overall selection to the Jacksonville Jaguars. That man is now Trayvon Walker, the edge rusher out of Georgia at minus 150. Aiden Hutchinson is now a minus money odds on favorite at number two overall to the Detroit Lions at minus 125. That market, of course, moving over the weekend. But even this morning, Joe, Hutchinson was even money, plus 100. Now minus 125, only 25 cents, sure. And it's not the most substantial minus money price we've seen. But I think it means that Aiden Hutchinson is going number two and backs up my idea that I have said for a couple of weeks now that if he was available at two, Detroit would not pass up on him. And I still think that's the case.
If you're Detroit, you're actually feeling pretty good about the number two overall selection, right? Who would have thought that Hutchinson would slip to number two and you still have your eyes on Thibodeau and you could even go offensive tackle or another offensive player if you want it. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but they never thought that Hutchinson would most likely be there because of the talk and how much he was pounded in the offseason. Hutchinson number one, Hutchinson number one. They never thought in their biggest, you know, decisions that he would be there and then they could fill seats as well. So it's like a win-win. You get a player that stops the run, you get a player that solidifies the front seven, and you put ass in the seats, right? And that's the biggest thing. It's a win-win for Dan Campbell. We talked about it. I mean, if it was me and I'm Dan Campbell, I'm taking Thibodeau there because of the upside. But I understand the process in taking Hutchinson. The Michigan kid did it, and then the correlation to the Michigan market makes perfect sense. And if he's there, it's great. I mean, 125 is not bad value to get the top overall selection to fall to number two. I mean, that's still a good price right here. It's 4 days out.
I completely agree. And if we see more movement, if we see those minus money prices on both Trayvon Walker at number one and Aiden Hutchinson at number two start to grow and grow, where maybe come Wednesday it's minus 250 on either of those guys to go one or two, it's even a stronger indication of where they are going to be selected. And if it goes that way, you must follow the odds. Because Joe's right, minus 125, 25 cents of juice, not bad. Not bad whatsoever for what I feel is almost a certainty, Joe. So although, yes, even money plus 100 was better 3 hours ago, minus 125 is not terrible. And I think that number only grows bigger and bigger with more substantial and staunch odds in Aiden Hutchinson's favor to go number two overall. And because of the Michigan connections, not only playing at the University of Michigan, not only being a Heisman finalist this past year for the Maize and Blue, but of course his father playing for the Michigan program. He is from Michigan, is Aiden Hutchinson. Out of Dearborn is where he played his high school football, Divine Child. Plymouth, Michigan is his hometown. With all that goes into that, with all the ties to that state, to that organization, and the blue-collar approach that I think a lot of Michigan fans will identify with Dan Campbell and Aiden Hutchinson, it's a no-brainer for me. Because at two, a couple of weeks ago, I thought the Detroit Lions would have a couple questions to answer. Might they put their due diligence into Malik Willis and maybe think about reaching for a quarterback? Would they think Trayvon Walker or Kayvon Thibodeau was a better option at two? Would they look to trade down if they weren't sold on either of those guys? Not thinking at the time, Joe, they could get Aiden Hutchinson. Because again, 2 weeks ago, we started this show, Joe, less than 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks from tomorrow, a Tuesday. This is when I took over hosting this show alongside with you. And on that date, Aiden Hutchinson was minus 250 to be the number one overall pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So if the Lions were looking at the odds, or if the Lions were just talking to their friends and family in the NFL circles, they didn't think they had a shot at Aiden Hutchinson. And now he might be there. And I think, again, if he is there at number two, and we won't know for sure until Thursday night, but if Aiden Hutchinson is available at number two overall and the Detroit Lions are up on the clock, it's not going to be a very long draft process, and Aiden Hutchinson will be wearing a Lions jersey next year.
Yeah, and think about this. I correlated Aiden Hutchinson to almost like a J.J. Watt with Houston back in the day, right? There is no identity for the Detroit Lions, right? They possibly had that when Matt Stafford was their quarterback, moves on, wins a Super Bowl. Where's the identity? If you draft Aiden Hutchinson, he has the ability to be the face of the franchise, and that's that's a start, right? Now you have the fans buy in. We have the guy that played his ball in Michigan and Ann Arbor. Now we can build the team around him. And that's half the battle in terms of building a winner in Detroit. Now, I still think they need wide receiver help. But at the end of the day, look at the market value and the movement for Aiden Hutchinson. You mentioned minus 250, then it went to minus 170, then it went to minus 160, and then all of a sudden now he's second behind Trayvon Walker in basically 2 days, which is absolutely amazing. So, again, crazy. At minus 125, still good value. He's going to be there in the top five no matter what. It's just a matter of which team or, you know, I still believe, though, Ben, tell me if I'm wrong. In the top five, we have the potential for like a marquee draft, you know, or a trade, right? Oh. Where somebody trades in to the top five, and then that could really throw this whole draft into complete disarray over the next 20 picks after the top five.
And quickly here, Joe, just to compare Aiden Hutchinson and Trayvon Walker from an odds perspective one final time before we get into that idea, because we'll touch on one and two and then what that leaves at three for the Texans. Aiden Hutchinson to be a top three pick on the FanDuel Sportsbook is minus 3,000. He is the odds-on favorite now to go number two overall. He has the second shortest odds to go number one overall. His price, Joe, to be a top three pick is actually far more than that for Trayvon Walker, who was only minus 700. Obviously, both in heavy minus money to be a top three overall pick in this draft, but that should go to show you that Aiden Hutchinson still might be in the running at number one overall, but he is a shoo-in at number two. Correlate the markets, find your best price for what you think is the most likely option. That's what we're going to do throughout this week here. So as the odds move, we can start to piece things together with a little bit more clarity now leading up to the draft with 3 days remaining before what we did maybe 2 weeks ago. And as we start to piece things together and put our mock drafts in place and find where we think this is going to be, you go to the odds market, you correlate it, and you find that best number to find your best price. Because a minus 3,000 price on Aiden Hutchinson to go top three should show you that if it's not one, it's certainly two at minus 125. And that minus 125 ticket is a lot better than minus 3,000. So, Joe, let's touch on one thing you just said right there quickly, and we'll bring it up on the other side of the break as well. Might there be some movement? Trayvon Walker, not just in the odds, I'm saying, but in the teams that are selecting. Trayvon Walker is a minus money favorite now to go number one overall to Jacksonville. Aiden Hutchinson also in minus money to go second to Detroit. But at number three, we've got some pretty big plus money prices for everybody listed for the Houston Texans. Trayvon Walker and Ahmad Gardner, Sauce Gardner as he is also known, are the co-favorites at plus 350. Then it's Evan Neal and Ike Ekwonu at plus 500. Derek Stingley Jr., the defensive back out of LSU, has the fifth best price at plus 600. And then Kayvon Thibodeau at plus 800. But everybody, Joe, relatively long odds, all with a plus money price next to their name to go number three to the Houston Texans.
Yeah, the two tackles, Neal and Ekwonu, were the safe picks. Thibodeau is the dark horse. I like both of those, 5-1 and 8-1 respectively, Ben.
I think there's a couple of options to break down at number three and where this draft might start to get interesting because, again, the odds for one and two right now have a minus money odds-on favorite. At number three, lofty plus money prices. We continue that conversation up next here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Draft week on the grid. Football Full Circle on a Monday right here on Sports Grid Radio and Sirius XM Channel 159. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi. Now, Lisi's going to be live in Las Vegas in just a couple of days. If you want draft analysis, if you want insight, bleed the winning edge here with us on the Spiz Grizz and listen to what Joe Lisi lays out for you. Because, as we have said, the markets are moving, giving us a clearer indication now, just a couple of days out from the first round in Las Vegas, than maybe we had a week, 2 weeks, a month ago, even as we got to the end of the NFL draft combine over 2 months ago now. Maybe we can see the landscape a little bit better, Lisi. And thus, we go through where the odds movements are going, and then we take that, we piece things together, and we find our best numbers and our best bets and our best sprinkles across the entire board. This is the fun of the 3 days leading up to the NFL draft in Las Vegas.
Right, and it's not a perfect science, right? Because we know trades could disrupt the order and obviously team needs to that capacity. But you have to go basically off your gut and what you feel the team needs and then what player fits that need specifically based off of what we know watching the college game and how that translates to the next level. So that's how I break it down, Ben. And we talked about potential, you know, market movers and great value. There are some guys that have great numbers in terms of top 10 picks and, more importantly, specific picks for each team, right? Because FanDuel has done it and BetMGM has done it in terms of, you know, pick number six. Do you want this player? Do you want this position? So that's right. Where I recommend, you know, gamblers and players to look at the specific markets. If you're not sure about the particular player, then go to the position that really fits the team's best need in terms of the overall pick selection based off the book and value. And I got to be honest, there are some big numbers out there.
Yeah, there are some very, very big numbers. And Joe's right. It's not an exact science. We're not in these war rooms. We don't know what NFL GMs are necessarily thinking. And we're not going to know for 100% sure until Roger Goodell and the boom, boom, walks out on the stage and gives us the name of who that NFL organization has selected. But just as you start to correlate, as Joe was mentioning, you're going through the board, you're finding your best price for what you think is the most likely outcome. If it's a big plus money price, maybe it's a smaller wager, a smaller sprinkle that has the big payout on the other end. Because for some of the positional markets, for some of the other things, it's not an exact science. You can't get it down to a T. And that's kind of what things look like, Joe, at number three overall for the Houston Texans. Now, because at number one, again, Trayvon Walker, now a minus money odds on favorite, minus 150. Aiden Hutchinson, a minus money odds on favorite for number two overall to Detroit at minus 125. So at least right now on the live odds board on the FanDuel Sportsbook, both one and two, Joe, have an odds on minus money favorite. But at number three, big plus money prices. Trayvon Walker is a co-favorite at plus 350, along with Sauce Gardner, who is also plus 350. Evan Neal, Ike Ekwonu, the two offensive tackles that are going to go first on in this draft, depending on what order we have to find out, both at plus 500. And then Derek Stingley Jr., once again, out of LSU, plus 600. Joe, to me, it would seem that if Trayvon Walker is the odds-on favorite to go number one overall, and the market has shifted so much in his favor to do that, I think Trayvon's going number one to Duval County. I think Aiden Hutchinson cashes that minus 125 ticket with certainty and goes number two overall to Detroit. So in my small little top five mock draft here, Trayvon Walker's off the board. Aiden Hutchinson, not even listed in this market, is off the board. Then the favorite by himself, if Trayvon Walker is out of the equation, Ahmad Sauce Gardner, a lockdown cornerback out of Cincinnati. I'm starting to think, Joe, Sauce might be finding his way to H-Town.
Ooh, that's tough. You know, defensive-minded coach with Lovie Smith, right? So you can make that assessment. He's plus 350 right now, right there with Trayvon Walker, but we know Walker's most likely not going to be there. So Sauce, we know he's been mentioned with the New York Jets. Does Houston step up and take the cornerback there and then obviously fill other team needs? They're in a complete rebuild. I could see that, Ben. I mean, I can see that. I think if it were me, I think I would go with Thibodeau at 8-1. You know, but because of the edge rusher, because they lost J.J. Watt, they used to have Jadeveon Clowney there. Lovie Smith is a defensive coach that feels he can coach up talent. Front seven is where you eat each and every day. You know, teams are built on the interior lines. So that's why I think Thibodeau has great value at 8-1. I mean, if you want to take a backup, then go with the tackles. Evan Neal or Ekwonu, both at 5-1. You sprinkle the exact, let's just say, $20 or $50 across the board. If one hits, you're in positive money no matter what.
And Joe, you're not wrong in how you're thinking about that, right? The 8-1 price on Kayvon Thibodeau is a sprinkle, but it has the potential to pay you out in a huge way so that you leave the NFL draft already after pick number 3 and you're like, boys, beer's on me this weekend, because that's what an 8-1 ticket can mean. And Joe correlated that idea. He's not just saying it. He correlated it because, again, there are so many markets available on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the 2022 NFL draft, which might seem overwhelming, but it's also very helpful. It's very beneficial to look at this price there for this team there and understand what your best bet might be and what makes sense. Because the position of the first player drafted by the Houston Texans, the favorite right now at even money, is an offensive lineman at plus 100. That's why you see both Evan Neal and Ike Ekwonu tied for the third best price at plus 500. But an O-lineman is even money at plus 100. Only 25 cents behind that, Joe, is a D-lineman at plus 125. A cornerback is plus 340. That's only 10 cents of difference off the price of Sauce Gardner's specific price to be that player at number 3. This is the position of the first player drafted. And if a D-lineman is that short of a price at plus 125, there has to be some thought that Thibodeau could end up in Houston.
Yeah, and I think at the end of the day, long wingspan, the ability to get to the quarterback, you could build a defense around them, the projection in terms of you never know what you're going to get, that surprise factor. We talked about it. A year ago, he was the top guy. So if he falls now, 1 year later, from the top spot to now you're staring him right in the face with number 3 overall, you got to say, if you're Lovie Smith, we want to get this guy. We'll worry about the other positions later in the draft. This is a guy that we could build around. And at the end of the day, we know edge rushers draft in the top 5 and warrant that type of price in terms of a top 5 overall selection, Ben.
It would be so fascinating too, Joe, because we would have 3 quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3 last year in 2021. And this year, we go to the other side of the ball. The guys responsible for sacking a quarterback and earning those big paydays going 1, 2, 3. And Joe Lisi's thought process right now of Trayvon Walker at 1, Aiden Hutchinson at 2, Kayvon Thibodeau at 3, all edge rushers. I do not think, Joe, that Kayvon Thibodeau will go 3. But I do not think he is on the board for much longer, because the New York Jets have the 4th and the 10th overall selection in this first round. The New York Jets, one of 8 teams, Joe, that have multiple picks in the first 32 in the first round of this NFL draft. And we discussed Kayvon Thibodeau. And last year at this time, as we entered the college football season and we looked forward to the 2022 NFL draft, Thibodeau was the top prospect on pretty much every board, on every early scouting report for the NFL you would read entering this college football season. There was a thought that if a defensive player could win a Heisman, it might be Kayvon Thibodeau. But then a couple of weeks ago, and after this draft process, and people thought that Kayvon Thibodeau might have been a little bit too into his own persona, into his own brand, that he had slid down draft boards in the buildup to the NFL Combine, and he'd been slightly injured last year at Oregon and wasn't the biggest performer on the biggest stages for the Ducks a season ago, he started to slide a little bit. But Joe, we've seen that movement now back in his favor, capitalizing on that true talent that Kayvon Thibodeau has at the edge rusher position. And when we started this show together, 5.5 was his draft over-under for that draft position, with the over having more juice at minus 136. Now that draft position over-under for Kayvon Thibodeau, 4.5, Joe, in the under is at minus 225. So if it's not at 3 to the Houston Texans, I think the New York Jets, without a doubt, take Kayvon Thibodeau at number 4.
Yeah, and if he doesn't go in number 4, he could go in number 5 to the Giants, right? I mean, there's always that possibility with his ability. I agree with you. I think when we started this, you know, mock draft, there's no doubt that Kayvon Thibodeau is the X factor. You don't really know what you're going to get, and he's much like Malik Willis in terms of the raw prospect, right? The upside. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why I think he's definitely a top 5 selection, because, again, if he's on and he's playing his A game, you know what? Kayvon Thibodeau is probably one of the top players in this draft. There's a couple others that I like as well. Jordan Davis, I think 5 years from now, will be the most dynamic and dominant defensive player in this draft class. But that being said, this is what you want, right? You want to roll the dice on that type of player. So I don't know if he goes to the Jets. I'm pretty confident. I feel pretty good at 8-1 that he does go with Houston. At number 4, though, and we talked about this, yes, the Jets could go corner. They could go defensive end. with Thibodeau. I like Garrett Wilson at 14-1 for the Jets. Wow. I think, you know what? I can make the argument. Kyle Pitts was taken fourth overall last year. Jamar Chase fifth. Look at how both of those players panned out. Rookie of the year and a 1,000-yard wide receiver. We know the Jets wanted Tyreek Hill at 14-1. I'm going to pull the trigger on that bet on FanDuel right now.
14-1. Again, tons of plus money value out and available for you in the build-up and the lead-up to the 2022 NFL Draft just 3 days away. It's Ben Stevens and Joe Lisi. We continue to provide that plus money perspective as we evaluate the first round of the NFL Draft and all the betting markets that are out there and how they're starting to move. Now officially in Draft Week, right here live on Football Full Circle. We continue next on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Football Full Circle continues on this Monday, the first day of what officially is draft week in the NFL. I am Ben Stevens. He is Joe Lisi right here on Sports Grid Radio in Sirius XM channel 159. We're giving you our draft takes. We're giving you where we see the value, some big plus money sprinkles for the 2022 NFL draft and its first round, which starts on Thursday night, just 3 days away. But if you want your input heard, make sure to give us a call. The Sports Grid caller line 844-843-6879. Once again, 844-843-6879. Give us your draft takes. Tell us who you think is going number one overall. Who's a top five pick? Who's a top 10 pick? How many quarterbacks are going? If you want to call us again, 844-843-6879. All right, Lisi, let's continue to break it down. As we got to break, you said you put a sprinkle on Garrett Wilson, the wide receiver out of Ohio State at 14-1 to go number four overall to the New York Jets. Garrett Wilson now in minus money to be the first wide receiver selected in the NFL draft. That's at minus 125. That market working even more in Wilson's favor out of Ohio State. But as you talk about that sprinkle idea at 14-1, again, I think we reiterate here that you have a thought of how you think this draft is going to play out. If you hit a 14-1 ticket, hallelujah. It's incredible. If you don't, you're not all that surprised because, again, it's a big plus money price for a reason, but that's some of the fun that you can have throughout this NFL draft if you think we get some wild moves in the first couple of picks.
Without a doubt. And when you're sitting in the hot seat for 4 hours, I need something to talk about, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be breaking down these players. What better way than get that emotion involved in terms of the live draft broadcast? So, I do have a way in my mind. I've played it out. Okay, you know, can this player go? And at the end of the day, I'm not a chalk player for the most part, right?
No.
If we're talking chalk, minus 125, like we just talked about with Hutchinson and number two overall, that's fine. If we're talking minus 700 to win 100? Absolutely not. That's not my style in any way, unless you want a couple, and FanDuel did it again. They have some great top 32 selections that you can parlay with, obviously, favorites and chalk, and then more fringe type of players, maybe late first round, early second round, that you could build a parlay. I would throw it into that as opposed to just straight betting it because it's not worth the money at that point. So I did Garrett Wilson. I did Matt Corral, like I said, in terms of top 10 selection. I believe he's the best quarterback in this draft. And I took Thibodeau 8-1 for the number 3 overall selection from Houston.
I like where your thought process is there, and I like how you are going about the odds board to try to find those prices that are most intriguing to you based on what you could realistically see happen. Is it going to happen? Who knows? Not all mock drafts are going to get 32 out of 32 selections right in that first round. So the New York Jets drafting 4-10. Again, one of 8 teams that have multiple selections in the first round of the 2022 NFL draft. There's going to be a lot of Big Apple picks in the first 10 that we have on Thursday night, because the Jets at 4-10, the New York Giants at 5, and then right again at number 7. So the Jets at 4-10, the Giants at 5-7. A lot of New York football to be decided in the future of those franchises in the top 10, Joe Lisi. And the position of the New York Giants, first drafted player that is a favorite right now on FanDuel, is an offensive lineman at -125. That could be either Evan Neal or Ike Ekwonu out of NC State. Evan Neal, of course, out of Alabama. Do you think it will be O-line for New York and Brian Daboll in his first year?
I do, Ben, but I was going through it last night, and I'm staring Malik Willis at 20-1 that has FanDuel linked to the Giants, and I'm like, can you imagine if the Giants pick Malik Willis? How crazy would that throw the Carolina pick, the Seattle and the New Orleans selections, Atlanta at number 8? It would throw this whole draft into disarray. But the safe selection, and I want to get your take, because I mentioned that Brian Daboll was the OC in Tuscaloosa under Saban, right? So he's very close to the program. I think potentially an Evan Neal at 5 and a Jameson Williams at 7. Potentially, right? Ooh. Because there's talk about Kadarius Toney moving on, okay? So, and if you're concerned about the health of Jameson Williams, who has the better inside track? Daboll picks up the phone, he calls up Nick. Hey, Nick, is Jameson on track? He's on track, baby. Now you have the correlation between both Alabama players. He coached in Tuscaloosa. He understands the mindset, the work ethic. He understands that Nick is the best at what he does in terms of coaching players. And this is the biggest thing, too, Ben, that maybe was the knock on Alabama, maybe in the early part of the decade, like Trent Richardson, Eddie Lacy, those Alabama players didn't translate to the NFL. Well, guess what? Now they do. All of a sudden, they hit the ground running. Derrick Henry, Calvin Ridley, prior to the off-the-field instances, right? Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. Now, all of a sudden, every player that comes out of Alabama is a star. Even Leatherwood came in and really had some dividends with that offensive line in Las Vegas last year. So you can't say Evan Neal isn't a great pick for the New York Giants and back it up with an elite wideout.
And it's Joe Shane in his first year, of course, as general manager in New York as well. So a first-year GM for the Giants, a first-year head coach, but all the ties for Brian Daboll back to his time in Tuscaloosa. That might be an angle that has you go with Evan Neal instead of Ike Ekwonu. Because as we look at those two prices right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook, co-favorites, Joe, both Ike and Evan to go number 5 overall to the New York Giants. Both of those offensive tackles listed at +300 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. So if the odds have them as equals, might a distinguishing factor be the comfortability of Brian Daboll in his first year, knowing the tried and true processes in Tuscaloosa and the freak of an individual athlete that Evan Neal is at +300. So, Joe, we've talked about the top five now. Here's the top five of my 2022 NFL mock draft. I'll have my full first round done later today, but here's the top five as I'm seeing it, based on reports that I have read and certainly following the odds that we have seen move over the past 2 weeks. Number one overall for me, Trayvon Walker to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Number two, Aiden Hutchinson to the Detroit Lions. Number three, we're getting saucy in Houston. I think Ahmad Gardner, Sauce Gardner, goes number three overall to the Houston Texans. That's a +350 price. I think Kayvon Thibodeau goes number four overall to the New York Jets. He's the favorite right now on FanDuel at +175. I think it will be Ike Ekwonu at number five. I just think the speculation about Ike and what he has done in this draft process, I think, has him more likely at number five than Evan Neal, although it's neck and neck. But Ike Ekwonu is the favorite to be the first offensive lineman drafted. So again, it's Trayvon Walker at one, Aiden Hutchinson at two, Sauce Gardner at three, Kayvon Thibodeau at four, and then Ike Ekwonu at five. That's the top five of my first round mock draft, Joe Lisi.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's going to put pressure then on Carolina at number six, right? Because then the quarterback comes. Will it be Kenny Pickett? Will it be Malik Willis? And those selections are fantastic, Ben. I mean, you cannot make an argument to, if that's how it goes in that particular order. You have five great players that will come in and make immediate dividends to those top five teams. And, you know, the Jets and Giants are behind the eight ball in the sense of they are in complete rebuild right here, right now. But at the end of the day, if you go offensive tackle, you go even cornerback, or you go defensive edge rusher, you're definitely upgrading your defense in a huge capacity.
Certainly so. And that's the idea of where this is going right now. Again, based on the odds, based how I feel about it, and trying to correlate the best markets to where I see the best potential. And again, like Joe, no, it's not a 14-1 price on Garrett Wilson to go number four overall, but it's still plus 175 on Kayvon Thibodeau. It's plus 350 for Sauce Gardner to go to the Texans at number three. It's plus 300 for Ike Ekwonu to go number five overall to the New York Giants. And it's fascinating, Joe, because we're about to have the quarterback conversation. But in the offensive lineman conversation, again, Ike Ekwonu is minus 150 as the odds-on favorite to be the first O-lineman selected. Evan Neal, the second-best price at plus 200. And then Charles Cross out of Mississippi State is plus 450 to round out that top three. So I gave you my top five, Joe Lisi, which means at number six, things could get very interesting for the Carolina Panthers, the team I feel most likely will select a quarterback in that top 10. I think Carolina is the most likely destination for a quarterback in this draft class that does not feature the strongest of QB crops that we have seen in years past. I think it's going to be Kenny Pickett based on where the odds stack up right now. What do you think, Joe Lisi, Carolina does with their number six overall pick?
I wrote in the sheet that I sent you and Carver last night, Kenny Pickett number six at plus 175. Well, we're getting better odds now, plus 200. 2-1 on FanDuel. It's amazing. So now he's backed off a little bit. Has he sort of cooled off? Or does that mean maybe a trade is underway? That I always say the books know before everybody else, right? Is there something maybe a Baker Mayfield? Field, a Jimmy Garoppolo story all of a sudden coming? Because why was Kenny Pickett plus 175 last night, literally 8 hours ago, and then all of a sudden now he's 2-1? So I still think if there's no trade, I like Kenny Pickett 2-1, because I think out of both Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett's more NFL ready. He can come in and get you wins right here, right now. If I was the GM or I was Matt Rhule, I'm taking Matt Corral. But obviously we have to do it based off what we're hearing in terms of the top two quarterbacks selected.
This market, Joe, to be the first quarterback selected to where Kenny Pickett and Malik Willis might end up is the most fascinating to me, because the correlated marketplaces do not add up. They do not stack up, and they don't really seem to make sense. They often work in contradiction from one another. Malik Willis is the favorite to be the first QB selected at minus 140. But it does not seem like it will happen anywhere prior to number six right now. It doesn't, just based on where the odds stack up. Maybe there was a time when Malik Willis was plus 500 a week and a half ago to go number two overall to Detroit. That would make sense, even if Carolina liked Kenny Pickett more than Malik Willis. But that does not seem to be the case at all anymore, especially if Trayvon Walker is the first overall pick to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we have Malik Willis as the odds-on favorite at minus 140 to be the first QB taken, ahead of Kenny Pickett at plus 150. But the team to draft Kenny Pickett with the shortest odds is the Carolina Panthers at plus 175. And then the number six overall pick market, Kenny Pickett, although the market working slightly against him, is still plus 200 as the favorite, $2 ahead of Malik Willis at 4-1. The odds do not match up, Joe, which says to me, I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen here. I just think it would be Kenny Pickett at number six to Carolina.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We talk about Malik Willis, that he's a raw prospect, and Matt Rhule is not and cannot afford that luxury of going through the growing pains with a raw quarterback, especially if he's going to make and keep his job in 2023. He has to show progression. You go from four wins to five wins. It's really eight or nine wins or bust at this point. Kenny Pickett's the kid that could actually get you there potentially in year number one. So why not at 2-1? Don't take Kenny Pickett. I would, in terms of number six overall, it's a better market. Six overall is 2-1, and then Pickett to the Carolina Panthers is only plus 175 on FanDuel.
Completely agree. And again, that's matching up the best price with how you think things are going to go. Kenny Pickett at plus 200 is certainly better pricing than Kenny Pickett at plus 150 to be the first QB selected, or the team to draft Kenny Pickett being Carolina at plus 175. It's saying the same thing, Kenny Pickett at number six to Carolina, but you're getting a little bit better of a price at plus 200. The favorite now to draft Malik Willis, by the way, Pittsburgh at plus 200 as well. We'll talk about this all as we wrap up the show on Football Full Circle next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Ben Stevens.
Joe Lisi is always hot on the case. And you know he always has his pulse on where the sharpest bets are out there for the 2022 NFL Draft. Football Full Circle that begins draft week on a Monday right here on Sports Grid Radio in Sirius XM Channel 159. I am Ben Stevens. Joe Lisi, as we round out this show, we're coming back from commercial break. He goes, whoa, Ben. What do you make of this? Take a look at this market. Player draft position. Kenny Pickett's over-under is 12.5, and the over has the juice at minus 148, yet it seems like Kenny Pickett is more favorable to go to Carolina than Malik Willis. In fact, to be the number six pick, he's plus 200. Malik Willis is plus 400, but his under the 12.5 is plus 1, and the over has the juice. Meanwhile, Malik Willis's draft position is 12.5. Both sides are the same in terms of the vig at minus 114. Joe Lisi, doesn't make sense to me, and that's why you saw it.
It doesn't make sense to me either, and you know what? They're probably going to suck me in on under 12.5, but I'll take positive money because now, think about it, you're giving yourself basically seven more spots where Kenny Pickett could go, and we know New Orleans is in the market, we know Pittsburgh, we know Seattle, Atlanta. I mean, there's a number of teams in the top 10 that could pull the trigger on Kenny Pickett, and not discount the New York Giants. Let's not forget the correlation. Kenny Pickett, I hate to say it, but at number seven, Kenny Pickett's a Jersey kid.
Uh-oh. I thought Danny Dimes was the future in the Meadowlands. Joe, no?
I do not like Danny Dimes, but I mean, if you're Brian Daboll, they call him the quarterback whisperer because of what he did with Josh Allen. Hey, you know, maybe he wants to mold this quarterback of the future. You never know.
There's something to these draft position markets that feel a little bit sharper. Like Joe said, if you're picking in a big crop, but now you have just one individual number of that over under, maybe that means a little something. All these markets, how do we make them work in correlation? How do we stack them up? That's what we'll do all week long here leading up to the 2022 NFL draft in the first round on Thursday night in Las Vegas. I'm Ben Stevens. He's Joe Lisi. This was Football Full Circle on a Monday. The Money Line is up next on Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Start managing your data, not your infrastructure. Unified, simple, secure. Welcome to Data Done Right. Only with the Pure Storage platform. Get started at purestorage.com.